This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 19th, 2024. The 2024 ARRL National Convention, hosted by Dayton Hamvention, is just a month away, and the convention program guide is now available at www.arrl.org/expo. The ARRL Events app is also ready to use, encouraging everyone planning to attend a preview of all of Hamvention's exhibits, forums, and related activities. You can download the free ARRL Events app or access the content from an internet browser. The app is offered in partnership with Dayton Hamvention and contains Hamvention's full program and live updates, so you can browse and schedule forums, find affiliated events, and preview the extensive list of exhibitors. During the event, attendees can also use many of the app's other features to follow the hourly prize drawings organized by the Dayton Hamvention Prize Committee and browse building and site maps as well. The My Profile icon in the app allows users to add their name, call sign, email address, and any additional information they would like to share with other Hamvention attendees. Additionally, the My Badge icon displays a QR code of your event badge that can be scanned by another attendee or exhibitor using the Scan Badge icon to instantly share contact information with other hams at the event. The app is available for Apple and Android smart devices, and you can also access the web browser version, which is optimized for nearly any browser or mobile service. Use the app to preview many of the informative presentations planned by Hamvention and ARRL, covering a variety of topics and interests to help grow your skills as an amateur radio operator, no matter where you are in the journey. Young hams and young newcomers to amateur radio are reminded to register for the 2024 ARRL Youth Rally, which will be held on Saturday during the convention. While Hamvention offers free tickets for youth aged 12 through high school, advanced registration for the Youth Rally, $20, includes a T-shirt to wear on Saturday, a badge, a lanyard, and a reusable tote bag. Hamvention and the 2024 ARRL National Convention is May 17th through the 19th at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. It's the lead-up to the convention, and the venue has finished making improvements to the flea market area. The walking paths have been topped with gravel and rolled to make the path smooth and safe. Complete information about this year's event can be found on the Hamvention website, Facebook page, and www.arrl.org/expo. On Monday, April 15th, 2024, ham radio operators provided communications for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. More than 280 radio amateurs participated in that event. The marathon is one of the largest, oldest events which hams provide information communication support. It drew volunteers from many different places. District Emergency Coordinator for the ARRL Eastern Massachusetts section, Rob Macedo, KD1CY, wrote, "Operators volunteered across start, course, finish, transportation, and various operation centers, including the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, the State Emergency Operations Center, the Unified Command Center, and the Boston Athletic Association, BAA Race Operations Center in Boston. They performed communications duties that included logistics support as a primary function and backup support for medical and other public safety requests for the race as needed. Amateur radio operator volunteers supported the BAA, the American Red Cross, and other agencies surrounding the event. The U.S. Department of Defense will host this year's Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test on May 11, 2024. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event, which is an interoperability exercise between hobbyist and government radio stations. The event is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and will not impact any public or private communications. The AFD crossband test is a unique opportunity to test two-way radio communications between military communicators and radio stations authorized in the amateur radio service. These tests provide opportunities and challenges for radio operators to demonstrate individual technical skills in a tightly controlled exercise scenario. Military stations will transmit on selected military frequencies and announce the specific ARS frequencies to be monitored. All scheduled times will be in Zulu, and all scheduled frequencies will appear in the upper sideband area unless otherwise noted. Information on frequencies, times, and other technical information can be found at DoD Mars-Armed Forces Day, and information for QSL cards and contact information is available on the web at Armed Forces Day QSL request form. AFD is classified as an observance, not a federal holiday. It will be celebrated on Saturday, May 18, 2024, and will be a time of honor. The establishment of AFD was first announced on August 31, 1949, by then Secretary of Defense Lewis Johnston. It was meant to replace the separate Army, Navy, and Air Force days. All branches were then combined to create the U.S. Department of Defense. The first Armed Forces Day was held on May 20, 1950. The day is celebrated with special events, tributes, observances, and parades. To celebrate the 155th anniversary of the driving of the Golden Spike, a ceremony that celebrated the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad, the Ogden Amateur Radio Club, OARC, in Utah, will operate special event station W7G on May 10th through the 11th, 2024. Operating hours for both days will be 1500 Zulu to 2300 hours Zulu. That's 0900, 1700 Mountain Time. On single sideband on 7.235, 14.255, 21.330 and 28.385 megahertz, and there may be CW operations on 7.040 megahertz and 14.040 megahertz. The special event station will be located at the Golden Spike National Historical Park in Promontory Summit, Utah. During last year's two-day celebration, OARC made approximately 300 contacts. QSL information is available at the OARC website. Students at Mountain View Elementary School in Marietta, Georgia, held an amateur radio contact with the International Space Station on the afternoon of April 18, 2024. More than 800 students experienced the contact with the help of the Cherokee Amateur Radio Society and the North Fulton Amateur Radio League. The Cobb County Public Library System, Blue Shift Aerospace, and the Cobb Electric Membership Corporation provided lending support. This was a direct contact via amateur radio, and it allowed students to ask questions of NASA astronaut Jeanette Epps, KF5QNU, and you can watch a video of that event now on YouTube. ARIS is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communication and Navigation Program, SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, and Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. With Hamvention right around the corner, AMSAT has one tradition that has been going on for 15 years. It is the AMSAT Tapper Banquet. It will be Friday, May 17th at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is your local time there. If you have never been to one, I recommend you give it a try. You must purchase your tickets in advance at the AMSAT.org online store. This year's banquet speaker is Bill Reed, NX5R, AMSAT PACSAT Project Manager. Besides the guest speaker, the food is really good. When you visit the store and you click on AMSAT at Hamvention, you can click on the description. You'll see the dinner buffet, as well as the address for the dinner. You will not be hungry after this one. I was there a few years ago and enjoyed the dinner. All I can say is, Also, you will have the opportunity to speak with other satellite operators and talk with others from Tapper, which stands for Tucson Amateur Packet Radio. They do a lot of work on digital modes. It is a great evening. There are no tickets sold at the AMSAT or Tapper booths during Hamvention. You must purchase your ticket prior to May 10th. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport, another great week of contests. April 18th and the 19th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. April 20th, the ES Open HF Championship, CW and phone. April 20th through the 21st, there are nine contests. The Worked All Provinces of China DX contest, that's phone. The YU DX contest, CW and phone. The CQMM DX contest, CW. the VHF-UHF Nebraska QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital, and the Texas State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. Those are all April 20th through the 21st. And then continuing through the 20th through the 21st, the Michigan QSO Party, CW Phone, the EAQRP CW Contest, that's CW, Ontario QSO Party, CW and Phone, and the North Dakota QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. April 21st, the International Vintage Contest, HF, CW and Phone. April 21st, the Quebec QSO Party, CW and Phone. And April 21st, the ARRL Rookie Roundup, single sideband, and that is Phone. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on April 20th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo, hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 17th through the 19th, of course, the Dayton Hamvention hosting the ARRL National Convention in Xenia, Ohio. May 31st to June 2nd, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention in Seaside, Oregon. And on June 1st, the Atlanta Hamfest hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention. That's in Marietta, Georgia. And remember, you can search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.